It's festival season once again. Appalachian, Ohio has festivals for everything from dandelions to dogwoods. This year it's estimated that over 286,000 people will attend over 50 community and arts festivals in the region. The town of Logan has its annual washboard festival in the middle of June, and as producer Sandra Slight-Brennan found out, this year they really have something to celebrate.
Hometown festivals are popular. They give the community a chance to get together, to celebrate the place and the people, and to build a sense of community. Often hometown festivals celebrate something that the town is known for. Crooksville and Roseville have a pottery festival, New Straitsville has a moonshine festival, and Logan has a washboard festival.
We decided to start a music festival in town, and everybody was looking for a theme for this festival, and I said, well, how about we use bands that feature washboard musicians? And each year we usually have about 45 musicians here, five major bands, and the main stage is busy the whole time.
Jackie Barrett is one of the organizers of the Washboard Festival. She's also a co-owner and manager of the Columbus Washboard Factory in Logan, Ohio.
Everybody loves it. Now, we do have a few people that don't like the fact that the streets are closed down, but they need to, you know, realize that we're trying to do it to help the community, and most people just love it. You can listen and listen to that music and never get tired of it. It's wonderful. It's ragtime, jazz, Dixieland-style music.
The 104-year-old company makes three sizes of washboards for a variety of purposes.
We use stainless steel for the musicians. We have galvanized metal, which doesn't rust. Then we have a tin, which is it's actually used, but it's also a decorative item. You can put magnets on it. We make a beautiful brass one. That can be used, and of course we have the glass ones, which we send overseas to any of the countries that do not want a tin item because it will rust.
How much of an overseas market do you have for these?
I would say about 20% of our boards go overseas, a lot of them to the musicians or to felt makers, which is an interesting thing that we've started to do. We're supplying felt makers in England with glass washboards. They scrub the wool on the glass washboard and it mats together as they're scrubbing it, and that's how they make their felt.
But a year ago, they started getting orders of a different sort.
The first request came from a sergeant from Marysville, Ohio, and his family was familiar with our washboards and they actually used them at their farm. So he asked if I could donate some to his troop. And he was actually the commander for the first group of tanks that went into Bahrain. And so we actually called some of the local service groups and got some donations, and we sent their first shipment to them free. And then from then on, we do sell to Marines' families or soldiers' families, but at a really discounted price.
It seems that all the 21st century technology that the American forces in Iraq have don't help them in one area, laundry. They had to return to 19th century techniques to keep their clothes clean. As soon as the troops reached Iraq, the Columbus Washboard Factory, the last washboard manufacturer in the country, started getting emails. The problem was that the troops in the field didn't have electricity and therefore couldn't wash their clothes. The heat and the sand were taking their toll. Tia Conrad is the office manager of the Columbus Washboard Factory.
And tell me a little bit about the orders you've been getting from Iraq. How do those come in?
Mostly from email, but we get a lot of phone calls, and they're really neat, really nice people. So it's interesting to talk to them, especially when you get the emails from the troops themselves in Iraq. You know, call in or email, and then they send us letters and thank us, and so it's really neat.
What's the reaction of the troops to the washboards?
They love them. I got an email actually this morning from a family member of one of the troops and said that to actually get their laundry to the laundry facility is very dangerous. So they're just doing it right there, you know, basically with a bucket of water.
And I do send instructions with them.
So they're really excited, you know, but men don't know how to use a washboard, so you have to send instructions, and we send soap, and their only request is that we don't send smelly soap anymore because they smell like girls. So that's their only request. But other than that, they love them.
We decided to put together a whole kit for them. We put together a wash tub, washboard, soap, clotheslines, clothespins, instructions, and also foot powder. so that when they've cleaned themselves up, they can put foot powder on and put clean socks on.
The company is a small one, and all of their washboards are made by hand on equipment made in the early 1900s.
At one time when the economy was better, we actually employed 10 people, and that year we made and sold 80,000 boards. At this time, we are making and selling approximately 30,000 boards. But still, I'm not the only business like this. I know that. Everybody's struggling at this time with the uncertainty in the world. So,
but even with sluggish sales and an uncertain future, the Columbus Washboard Company and the town of Logan have an extra reason to celebrate this year. So far, they've sent over 3,000 washboards to Iraq. They've extended the concept of community to include our soldiers overseas. For this time around, I'm Sandra Slyke Brennan.
Well, the festival's really fun. The music's great. The food is excellent. The crafts are wonderful. It's just a lot of fun for the family. It's a good family festival. It's June 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's always Father's Day weekend. So it'd be a good thing to bring fathers down and enjoy the day. Music and food and everything all at once.
And teach them how to wash clothes.
Yeah, there you go.
This series is funded in part from a grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission. You can listen to this feature and all of the features in our series, This Time Around, Reinventing Community, on our website, www.thistimearound.org.